Hey guys, welcome to the Coffee and Sports Talk with me, Robbie P.
And me, J Money, also known as Joe, but call me J Money.
So, how have you been this week?
I've been great, dude. I mean, I've been chilling. I've been working a lot, staying busy, you know? Same old, same old.
So, how's your job going?
Works great, bro. It's awesome. It's good. It's very busy. The main is it's like slow and busy, you know, but it's good.
So are there a lot of like kids there, like because it's spring break or no?
Usually like lots of kids like come in the summer. But I mean even like on the breaks they still come in. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually like lots of kids come in. It's mostly like little kids, like, you know, like elderly people, like old people come in, so
it's good. Like elderly people, old people, yeah. Stuff like that. So, my week has been great so far.
That's good.
What
school, did you do this
week? I had school last Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, so it went well. I don't think I had any quizzes or tests, but, other than that, school's going great. I have a good GPA.
What's your GPA?
I don't know, but it's high. So I haven't checked Power School recently.
You're a smart kid.
Yeah. But, other than school, I went to skeet shooting.
How was it?
Is good. Yesterday I went skeet shooting for about 2 hours, and it was fun as crap. Really, it was really fun. I had a blast. So
that's good.
If I had the opportunity to do it again, I would. So
are you going back like not this weekend but like next weekend?
Well, no, because it's still spring break, so.
No, I mean, like, not this Saturday coming up, like, the following Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, that's been my week, and then we just heard your week, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, have you been watching March Madness?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Great games, good games.
So, UConn won against...
That's crazy, that's awesome.
Against Illinois. It was a blowout, 20 point deficit, to be exact. Well, not to be exact, but around there.
Around there, yeah.
20 point game. Bama played Clemson, and then Bama won against Clemson. For the first time, Alabama went to the Final Four, or have gone to the Final Four. Purdue played Tennessee today. It was a very close game, down to the wire, but at the end, Purdue pulled it off and won against Tennessee, 72-66, all around there.
So, that's a good score. That's good.
And then lastly, Duke, versus NC State was a close game also. But sadly, in my opinion, I mean, like, sadly, I wanted Duke to win, and they lost, so.
That sucks.
To NC State. So.
Yeah, get it.
But next week, it's going to be a really good game, Purdue versus NC State. Zach Edey will go up against I forgot the center's name.
You mean like the big dog?
Yeah.
His name's DJ, check.
Number 30 for the,
DJ Burns Jr.
DJ Burns Jr.
He's 6'9", like 275.
Gee whiz.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy, yeah. So the final four games will be UConn versus Alabama, and then Purdue versus NC State.
And they're both on Saturday, right?
Both on Saturday. both games are being really good, really exciting, really entertaining, and UConn's gonna win, in my opinion, and then Purdue's gonna win, my opinion. So, also, shout out to an NC State player, Casey Morcell, number 11 for the NC State. He went to St. John's College High School, D.C. So, let's go SAC.
Let's go SAC.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to talk about now?
Coffee talk.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
So, here are some interesting facts about coffee. Joe.
Yo, what's up?
I'm going to ask you three questions about coffee.
Okay, go ahead.
How many cups of coffee do you think are consumed per year by the United States?
100 mil.
146 billion.
Wow, that's crazy. Good God. That's wild.
That's really insane.
It is insane.
Yeah. How big do you think the U.S. industry of coffee is worth?
How much do I think it's worth?
Yeah.
Can I have a hint?
It's in the high billions. Yeah.
80 bill?
Yep.
Wait, really?
Yep.
80 billion?
Jeez. 80 billion.
That was just a guess. That's crazy. Wow.
And then last question. How much coffee, or how much cups of coffee, is consumed per day by Americans?
Is it in the millions or billions?
Millions. It's in the high millions. High millions.
90 mil.
Higher.
120 mil.
Higher.
400 mil.
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy.
400 million. Cups of coffee is consumed.
That's wild, bro. That's crazy. Dude.
Per day by Jeez. Americans.
Good God.
Good God is right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Next section is Easter jokes.
Okay.
So today's Easter. Christ.
Happy Easter, guys.
Christ has risen. Christ has risen. So the jokes of the day are, how do dinosaurs celebrate Easter?
How?
They can't because their eggs stinked.
That's funny.
What should everyone drink on Easter?
What?
Spring water. What happens if you tell a duck an Easter joke?
What?
They'll quack up.
That's hilarious. It's so funny.
Where do Easter bunnies go for new tails?
Where?
To the retail store. That's a funny one.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
What's an Easter egg's least favorite day?
What?
Friday. Like fry and then day.
Oh, yeah. I don't get it.
What do you call a line of rabbits walking backward?
What?
A receding hairline. Why did the Easter Bunny bring a pen to the party?
Why? How come?
To draw some hop art. How did the Easter egg win the art show?
How?
He had some extraordinary paintings.
Special guest time!
So, hey dude, so we have a special guest named Will Money's gonna join us today.
Hey, who's Will Money? Jay Money.
He's my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Who else's?
Robbie's brother as
well. Rob's brother too.
Heck yeah.
Nice. Cool. Alright, what segment are we on?
The jokes of the day for Easter.
Damn. Alright, nice. Give me one.
Alright, so what comes before Easter in one place? Or did you know that Christmas comes before Easter in what place?
Where?
The dictionary.
Oh, that's fun. That's pretty fun. Alright, is that it?
Just one joke.
I mean, I had more, but...
You had more?
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, so what's next? What are we talking about football? Is Jay Money going to take the lead on football?
Yeah, I'll take the lead.
What's going on, Joe?
I'll take the lead.
What's going on?
I'll take the lead on the NFL right now. Yeah. All right,
nice.
So, hey guys, so the NFL also changed the kickoff rule, the kickoff return. It's the same as the XFL now to make it safer. So,
that's
we'll see good. How
sounds
it goes.
Cool. That's yeah. good, yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
cool.
We'll see. So, I mean, I like it, but... Yeah,
you like the move?
I think it's a good deal.
What do you think, Rob?
Good deal.
I think it's a good move, yeah. too. Yeah.
It's a good move?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be the XFL's thing. Now it's the NFL's thing.
Wow.
They're doing it for
yeah.
safety.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
But you know else why?
Why? How come?
Because, you know, in the NFL, the kick return is kind of a lost art. There was two touchdowns this entire season.
That's crazy.
From kick returns.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make it, you know, more competitive. More exciting to watch because you know when you watch a kick return, you don't really pay attention to it, right?
Yeah, kind of boring.
Yeah, so good change.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
So who do you think the Commanders are going to draft at QB? What money are you going to go first?
What are my options?
Jaden Daniels, JJ McCarthy, or Drake May?
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Who do you think?
The pro days for these three quarterbacks were this past week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really put too much stock into those. You know, I put more stock into the season.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, I'm in between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Yeah, I'm not a JJ McCarthy
too,
guy.
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
what about you, Rob?
Yeah.
I'm a Jaden Daniels fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Why do you like Jaden Daniels? I just like LSU and him personally.
Was it because
you like what he did there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it because of Joe Burrow, because he like followed Joe Burrow's lead.
He came after Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's another factor too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's not reliable though, I don't think. You know, he's skinny, he's like a twig. He's gonna be like Lamar. He's gonna be injury prone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not too confident with him. But the one thing about him is he's a plug and play guy. So right when you draft him, he's going to be good right off the start, you know? The first season, he's going to be playing well.
Exactly.
But with Drake May, you know, he's going to learn the system because he's only played, what, 2 years, 3 years in college?
I think so, yeah.
But Jaden Daniels has played 4 years, so he's got more games under his belt. But for Drake May, I think you give him 2 years to develop, then he's going to be good his third year.
Exactly.
So it's like, what do you want? You want, you know, a good team now or later?
Yeah, exactly.
So, That's my mindset behind it.
For me personally, I mean, in my opinion, I mean, I don't think the Commanders are gonna sign JJ McCarthy.
No, why not?
I think the Vikings are gonna sign him.
You think they will?
Yeah,
it'd be a good spot for him.
But I mean, I think Jaden and Drake, you know, one of those two will go to the Commanders.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah,
most definitely.
Yeah,
but I mean, I prefer to see.
Was it tight end from Penn State or something?
Tight end?
Or a player from Penn State, is it like...
Chop Robinson?
Yeah.
Defensive end?
Defensive. I don't know where he
is. I think he's in defensive end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'll be good asset to the Commanders.
I don't think they're going to pick him up because he's going to go late in the first round.
Oh, that's true.
So the Commanders don't have a pick there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Commanders have the third pick overall.
They do.
Second pick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So they're definitely picking quarterback. I think it's between Drake May and Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I'm going for Drake May.
Me too. Yeah.
Robert Shane Daniels. Yeah. But I think Adam Peters, who is the GM, right? I think he's going to make the right decision.
He's a great
whoever
player.
He picks.
He's solid.
Yeah.
He's a great
I'm going to back whoever he picks.
Wait, so I thought it was Bears, Patriots, Commanders.
No, it's Bears, Commanders, Patriots.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then it's Cardinals, and then I think it's
Dolphins.
No. I think it's Giants.
Close.
And then I don't know. But yeah, we're number two.
Bro, yeah, cool.
Nice. All right, any news in the Commanders front?
So any news in the Commanders front? I saw something on the Score, which is like a, it's like a sports app. And yeah. It's my favorite app to use, the Score. And Dan Quinn was talking about Bobby Wagner and how good of a player Bobby Wagner is. And he said something like last week, and he said, you know, Bobby Wagner is going to be like a great factor to this team. And he's going to be like really good.
I agree. Yeah.
And he loves him a lot. So, mm-hmm. so he said that's what
he's going to be a good role model for the players.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that.
So that's about it. And then Jadeveon Clowney is signing with the Panthers, which I think that's a good gig for me. I mean, that's a good deal.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
I mean, Clowney, he's decent. I mean, he's not the best. He's not horrible. He's been like, his whole career has been injury prone. But I think he'll do good in Carolina.
In garbage Carolina.
That's right.
All right. What else? What else we got going on? Any NBA news?
Yeah.
So what's going on in the NBA?
I'm a Lakers fan.
The no defense league.
Huh?
In the no defense league.
The new defense league. Yeah.
No exactly. defense league.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. So I mean, I'm a Lakers fan. So we were talking about LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, LeBron James is the GOAT.
LeBron's the GOAT?
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
all right. What do you think, Rob?
In my opinion,
who the GOAT?
Jordan is the GOAT. Well, technically speaking,
it's Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
Why is it Bill Russell?
Because he has like 11 rings, right. You know? And
so if you went Bill Russell versus LeBron James one-on-one, who's winning that?
Well, probably LeBron.
Oh, there you go.
But
it's already wrong. It's already wrong.
Well, actually, I don't know, because he's not...
Well, actually, I do know he's losing every time.
No, just hear me out. All
right.
LeBron James isn't really good with three-pointers.
That's not true at all. What happened tonight?
LeBron James made 9 three-pointers tonight, which is pretty incredible.
9 for what? Huh? You know what he went? 9 for how many?
9 for 10, I think.
He went 9 for 10?
I think it's what it said, yeah. Not for 10 three-pointers, yeah.
That's insane.
I don't believe that.
And also tonight, he had 40 points, which is pretty good.
He dropped 40?
Yeah, he had 40
LeBron points. The GOAT.
He's the GOAT, baby.
He is the GOAT. All right, what else? We got a play-in tournament coming soon, right?
Play-in tournament is April 16th through the 18th.
Okay.
And then the NBA playoffs start April 20th.
Yeah, so Joe, you're a Lakers fan. So the Lakers are in the runnings, right?
Yeah.
What are they, a 9 seed?
I mean, hopefully they'll make it, but yeah, they're 9th right now.
All
right. And if they could, you know, win out, I mean, I think they'll be in shape, you know, for the Bucks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they will too, especially the way they're playing recently. Yeah. Like that Bucks game, that was good.
Yeah, that was solid. Yeah. That was good. And Tuesday night, yeah.
And then, so when is the play-in tournament again?
April 16th through the 18th.
And then when do the playoffs start?
April 20th.
20th?
Yeah.
Nice. And then, the Wizards, local team.
The Wizards suck. They're horrible.
They suck? Do they suck, Rob?
They suck.
Worst team in basketball.
Worst team.
But it's all right, though. They're rebuilding.
They're the second to worst.
Second to worst?
The Pistons are the worst.
Yeah. Pistons are pretty bad,
I
mean, too.
I guess this is like a... Like my brother, what Monty said, it's just like a rebuilding time for the Wizards, you know?
Yeah.
And plus, I mean, and they're also moving to Virginia.
No, they're not.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Nope. The, I think it was 2 days ago, Mayor Muriel Bowser, she's the mayor of D.C., her and Ted Leonsis, who's the owner of who? The Wizards?
Yeah.
And the Cavs. They made an agreement, a $500 million deal to keep the Wizards and Capitals at Capital One.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it just happened.
That's wild.
Yeah, so no more Virginia deal. Yeah. So that's good for the district.
That's good for DC. At least.
Good for DC.
Yeah.
Because they're definitely not getting the Commanders, unfortunately. Yeah, even though they want RFK, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. And then what about like hockey and baseball? Anything happening there?
Yeah. So for baseball, it was opening day was this past week. The Nationals have been playing the Reds. and the Orioles have been playing the Angels.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily a big baseball fan, but opening day is like a big, huge deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Nationals are 1-2 right now. Not too good. I don't think they're going to be that good this year.
Probably not. You know? Yeah.
They're still rebuilding, but they're going to be better than last year. Definitely, I think the win over and under, the win total for this year is like 65, so they should be, you know, an okay team. They're not going to make the playoffs, but, you know, they'll be winning some games.
They're still valid.
And then the O's, they're the good team.
They're solid.
They're the good team. I think the over and under there for win total is about 95, 96.
Yeah,
so they should be pretty good. They're playing the Angels, right?
Yeah.
And I think they should be 2-0, 3-0 right now. Mm-hmm.
I think they're playing today, but I'm not sure who won. Maybe they're 2-1 or something.
Yep. No, they lost today.
So they're 2-1?
Yeah, 2-1.
2-1. Not bad record. So.
All right, so like hockey news. I mean, I'm not a big hockey fan either, but the Caps are making a big run in the playoffs.
Yeah, they are.
Alex Ovechkin, Ovi, started off slow this season, but he's on a pace to score 30 goals. As of now, the Capitals have a 60% chance of making the playoffs with 9 games left. I'm hoping they make it. And you know, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm not a hockey fan, but I'll probably watch the game. You know,
it's nice to have a little postseason sweat going on, you know.
So
they play the Sabres, April 2nd at.
Who are they?
The Sabres?
Yeah.
It's a hockey team, buddy.
No.
Buffalo.
Buffalo
Sabres. then they play the Penguins at home. Then the Hurricanes. So, pretty, not the hardest stretch coming down the road, but, you know, they got to go 500.
Those are decent
to make teams. To make the playoffs, yeah.
Definitely.
And then, I think it was TJ Oshie, who was it? That had their 1,000th game.
Carlson.
John Carlson?
Yeah.
John Carlson. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a big deal there.
Definitely.
But what else we got?
UFL.
UFL news.
UFL
started off this weekend. Yeah. Kicked off on Sunday, right?
Saturday.
All right.
Yeah.
And who played on Saturday?
The Birmingham Stallions won their first game against the Arlington Renegades, 27-14.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, also. The UFL paid tribute to the NCAA head coach, Buddy Tevens, who is the head coach for the University of Dartmouth and Tulane. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's,
and then the snake beer can will be in use for today's game.
Who won that?
DC Defenders field. DC Defenders have lost, actually.
They lost. They lost. Who did they play?
San Antonio.
They lost to San Antonio?
Brahmas.
The Brahmas. Oh, you know who's in the Brahmas? Do you know who Destroying is? The football YouTuber?
Oh, yeah, I do.
He's on the Brahmas. He plays in the UFL. Yeah. I don't know what position he plays, but...
And the Brahmas are Dwayne Johnson's favorite team. So.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Dwayne's your boy.
He is my
Dwayne's
boy.
Your boy.
Yeah.
Wait, so what was the score for the game?
I'm looking it up right now.
Like 18-12, I believe.
Oh, really?
18-12?
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
No, it was, wait. Bro, this is so old.
Like Zoa? Zoa is my favorite energy drink. It's the healthiest. It gets me going, you know?
That's cool.
I bet it would, yeah.
It doesn't give me jitters or crashes or anything.
No jitters, no crashes?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's great. It's good.
Unlike Red Bull or Monster.
This podcast is not sponsored by them, by Zoa, but it would be great if we could get that.
It would be terrific if we could.
All right, so what do we have upcoming this weekend or this week in sports? Anything?
The Final Four for the March Madness.
Yep. Yeah. And the final game too.
Yeah.
That's this weekend, right? The Final Four is on Saturday, mm-hmm. the two games, and then the final game is on Monday. So that's going to be good.
And actually, some NBA news. The Lakers are playing the Warriors next Tuesday at 10 p.m.
You mean this Tuesday?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Yeah. All right. Cool.
April 11th. No, I think it's Thursday. It's either Thursday or Tuesday, but it should be good.
Thursday, you know what's going on that day?
What else?
Start of the Masters.
Masters,
it's going to be great. That's going to be great. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Good old Tiger. I know, good old, right? Tiger Woods playing.
He is playing. Yeah. He's teeing it off. But yeah. I think Scottie's going to win it.
He's going crazy. So too.
That putter's on fire.
I think Rory McIlroy would get top five.
Or you think he'll be top five?
Or top 10.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Wait, so I mean,
like, I don't know about Rory. A little inconsistent.
Wait, so like right now, like, I mean.
That's true. Man.
Who's your favorite golfer right now?
Probably mine. Probably Rory McIlroy.
That's a horrible, horrible answer. I hate that answer.
This is opinion. I mean, this is.
Yeah, it's the wrong opinion.
Okay. Money, how about you?
Who's my favorite golfer?
Yeah.
It's a great question. I'd either say Jordan Spieth. I love Jordan. Oh, love the Under Armour connection.
Under Armour style, yeah.
Or, I don't know, like, I do like Brooks Koepka.
We saw, he's cool.
I like JT sometimes, Justin Thomas. Or Scottie Scheffler.
Is that mean like of all time or like right now?
Of all time?
Yeah.
I mean, all time is Tiger. That's everyone's answer.
How about Jack?
Jack Nicklaus?
Yeah.
I mean, I never really watched him, so I don't know. Or I guess all time is Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
Last name, you know?
Last name. Yeah.
So who do you think the GOAT for golf is?
That's a stupid question. Everyone knows it's Tiger.
It's not Tiger.
Who is it?
It's Jack Nicklaus.
I think it's trying to be controversial. I think it's Tiger as well.
Trying to be controversial, it's Tiger.
It's not, boys.
I have a question for you.
Yep.
Who's the GOAT in hockey? Ovi, Crosby,
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, it's Gretzky.
Yeah. Gretzky, yeah.
It is
Gretzky.
I hate to say it, but it's Gretzky. Even though Ovi's probably going to pass Gretzky's scoring record.
Mm-hmm.
Gretzky was just too dominant.
How about Crosby? How about Crosby?
Crosby? I don't know. I'd go Gretzky, Ovi, Crosby.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yup. All right. Anything else? What do we got this week for you guys? What are you guys doing?
We're going to Florida.
Florida. For what?
For looking at colleges.
For vacation.
Nice.
For vacation.
All right. Yeah. That's cool.
And also for vacation.
Yeah.
And then Joe's going to see his boy Carter.
I'm going to see my good
friend. Shout out Carter.
Shout out to Carter. See money.
Yep.
See him.
Nice.
Go to the bars and the clubs. Hang out.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should be fun. Should be lit.
And then,
get those beers. Yeah.
So, yeah. Robert's on spring break right now.
Yeah.
Joe's taking off work.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Good. It's great.
And then he's going. My brother Robbie's going to Cayman's after Florida.
Yeah.
Yep. Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
Gonna get his tan off.
Yeah.
Gonna go snorkeling.
Yeah.
Right.
Cayman Islands, baby.
Cayman Islands.
Might have a beer or two, but
which one? White tip,
right? White tip.
White tip.
White tip. Probably.
Probably Cabro.
Or that may be the actual one, Cabro too.
Yeah.
White strip and Cabro. Yeah.
White tip.
White tip. My bad. White tip.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So.
Definitely.
Anyway, that is a wrap.
That's a wrap on the pod.
That's a wrap on the pod.
Nice. I'm honored to be on this. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
I'm looking forward to coming back on over the summer.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know, I got school and everything. Can't be on every week, but.
So what day you come back?
When am I coming back?
Yeah.
So school ends for me on the 3rd of May.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, okay. I'll be back then. I'll be back on that pod that Sunday,
awesome.
Right after your bike ride.
I don't know if I'll be back on Sunday, but...
Maybe we can do it on Monday.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, cool. So, all right.
I shouted out Casey Morcell for SJC.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so
nice.
Another SJC grad, my brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, Casey Morcell, number 14 for NC State. He's a baller.
Or... What, 14 or 11?
No, he's 14.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, he's a fifth year, and he's playing well. I think he's a point guard or shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
But NC State plays Purdue. It's going to be a good matchup. Looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
All right. That's a wrap on the pod. Thank you for listening. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you so much.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, yep.
Thank God for this day.
I know.
Yep. All right.
St. John Baptist de La Salle.
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
Good podcast.